for 30 years, Brother Henry Mahan in the church that he pastored in Ashland, Kentucky, hosted Sovereign Grace Bible Conference. And the latter conferences, Brother Mahan decided to start having three preachers every morning. He mistakenly thought he could get them all to preach for 30 minutes. And when my daughter was 9, maybe 10 years old, 25, 26 years ago, we were in conference one week at Ashland, and it had been a long morning. A long morning. A good friend from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, who didn't know what o'clock was, preached for a long time. And then we had another fellow who actually stayed pretty close to 30 minutes. And then a third fellow was preaching, and who way past lunchtime already. And my daughter was taking notes. She tried to take notes and pay attention to what was being said. And every now and then I'd glance over to see what she was writing. And this fellow made a statement. He said, "I'm so tired of religion." And Faith wrote down, "I am so tired of religion." Put an exclamation point beside it and marked, underscored it about three times. And I thought she started scribbling. So I looked over at her and she caught my eye. And I could tell she was terrified. And I leaned over and said to her, "Me too, honey." I was tired. I was just tired. And I know you're tired. You've listened to good preaching. Brother Todd just so clearly set forth the free proclamation of the gospel of our Savior. And I'm going to conclude. He invited you to the feast. I'm going to spread the feast real quick. I promise you, if I don't see a closed eye, 20 minutes after 4, you're out of here. Good enough? 20 minutes after 4. So if you get tired, stand up, but don't close your eyes. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's just start right with the verse from my text. Verse 30. But the Apostle Paul has just told us, "You see your calling, brethren, not many wise, not many noble, but God's chosen the foolish things." Look around and see what's here. God's chosen the foolish things, the nothings and the nobodies, to perform His work among men in this world. And He did it that no flesh should glory in His presence. If God Almighty takes a worthless, empty, dirty, broken, rusty pipe like this one and does anything with it, everybody knows the pipe didn't have anything to do with it. If God Almighty uses something like you, for the good of His people and the glory of His name, you better know, and everybody else dead sure knows, you didn't have anything to do with it. He does it that no flesh should glory in His presence. He's not going to let man glory. It's not going to happen. But, that's a good word to begin with, but, of Him. This is the source. This is the cause. This is the means. This is the power of Him. Whatever has to do with grace, salvation, and eternal life is of Him. It is God's work. Of Him are ye. Who? You who are the called. You who have been graciously forced, compelled by His Spirit to come to the marriage feast. Of Him are you. You who believe on the Son of God. You who trust Christ as your only Savior. You who bow to Him, trusting Him alone to bring you into heaven's glory. You who come and feast upon Him. Of Him are you in Christ Jesus. In Christ. What a word. In Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? Illustration after illustration is given in the Scripture. All of them fall short like all illustrations do. If illustrations were perfect, they wouldn't be illustrations. As the vine, branches are in the vine, we're in Christ. As a tree is cut and a graft is brought into the tree, so we are grafted into Christ. As the members are in the body, we are in Christ. As the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. Is that right? Read the 17th chapter of John. As the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son, we are in Christ. Now, how on earth did we get to be in Him? We are in Him because God put us in Him. In Him by God's eternal decree. Folks say, well, God sees us in Christ. Do you know why God sees us in Christ? That's where we are. He put us in His Son. He blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ, before the world was. He adopted us in Christ before the world was. He accepted us in Christ before the world was. He declared us holy and righteous and just in Christ before the world began. So we are in Christ by God's decree. In Christ, meaning that God Himself from the beginning put us in His Son, in union with His Son, one with His Son. In Ephesians chapter 4, or chapter 5, the Apostle Paul gives instruction about marriage. Folks love to preach about marriage and teach about marriage and talk about marriage and have seminars about marriage and build multi-million-dollar businesses called Focus in the Family about marriage and all that nonsense. And if I should announce to you next year I'm going to come and I'm going to give you three or four messages on husbands and wives, I'll guarantee you, you'd get excited. Guarantee it. You come and you listen. And old Brother Gene Harmon back there, he'll hear the first sermon or two. He said, boy, I needed that. Then you start going home and stop on the way home, buy Judy a milkshake or something, you know, and be real nice and love her. And then third or fourth sermon, he said, boy, I sure hope Bob Harmon heard that sermon. It always amounts to that. It always amounts to that. It's nothing but breeding ground for the promotion of self-righteousness. But did you happen to notice what Paul said when he got through with all this? He said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and they too shall be one flesh. Oh, Don and Shelby, If you've seen Shelby and you're looking at me, you know good and well we ain't one flesh. And I hope she'll never start to look like me or act like me. Oh, but we get to be one. We are sort of one. We're sort of one. And I hope until we die, we get to be more and more sort of one. But we're not one, except as we are one in Christ. And Paul said, now just in case you missed the whole point, I'm not talking about men and women. I'm talking about Christ and His church. We are one flesh. How far can you take that? I get so sick of folks warning you about taking Scripture too far. Do yourself a favor. Anytime you read some sweet declaration in God's Word, you run just as far as you can run with it, then to knock the wall down and keep running. You can't run far enough. We are bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. As He is, so are we. As He lives, so do we. As He exists as our mediator, so do we. When did we get to be in Christ? From the beginning, or ever the world was. Of Him are you in Christ. We are in Him by faith. We have been baptized into Him, being baptized symbolically into Him, into His death, and raised with Him. We were raised with Him, crucified, risen with Him, seated with Him in the heavens. When He was quickened from the dead, we were quickened together with Him. Of Him are you in Christ. In Christ, once in Christ, in Him forever. Who from Him my soul can see? In Christ. In Christ. Now watch this. Who of God is made unto us? We are in Christ. We who have been called, who have graciously been compelled to come to the banqueting room and the banqueting house of the gospel feast. He is made of God unto us wisdom. Hold your hands here. Look back at verse 24. To them which are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Turn back to Proverbs chapter 8. Hold your hands right here. We're coming right back to 1 Corinthians. Proverbs chapter 8. I promise you we won't look just at a couple of scriptures. We're taught by Moses in the 90th Psalm when he tells us the brevity of man's life. He prayed and teaches us to pray. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. If you imagine that he is saying, Lord, teach us to be wise in the pursuit of our careers, to be wise in the way we save our money, to be wise in planning for our retirement, to be wise in... You've missed the whole boat. To apply your heart to wisdom is to apply your heart to Christ, who of God has made unto us wisdom. Now, the Scriptures clearly tell us that Christ is our wisdom before God. The Scriptures clearly teach us that Christ directs our paths in wisdom. He gives us the tongue of the learned. He gives us such grace that He makes us wise unto salvation. But this passage, Paul says, by divine inspiration, He is made of God unto us wisdom. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. I, wisdom. Now, the kind of wisdom that folks generally think of cannot possibly speak and say I. This is a person speaking. I, wisdom. Let's get down to verse 30. Then was I by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. I, wisdom, set up with him, he tells us in verse 23, from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Well, what does this mean now when it says that Christ is made of God unto us wisdom? Brother Todd and I spent a good bit of time last night talking about this very text. And he helped me a great deal. He's talking here about that with which God Almighty can hold communion. People these days talk about their animals like they were people. How many times have you heard some fool say, I love that dog like his own child? Obviously, he never had a child. I love that cat like it's my daughter. Obviously, you never had a daughter. Or else I didn't want to be your daughter. One of the two. Now, you can't commune with. You can't be one with. You can't really communicate and fellowship with anyone or anything that is not your equal. Can't be done. How can God communicate himself to a man? Make himself known to a man? Walk with a man? Talk with a man? Embrace a man? Receive a man? Only if that man is one who is his equal. Behold, I, wisdom, was set up from everlasting. That's Christ, our wisdom, the Word who in time was made flesh. And now, he is made of God unto us wisdom. So that by him, we draw near to God, commune with God, communicate with God, find delight in God and God, O wonder of grace, finds delight in us. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Our Savior said, I was daily his delight. Will you hear me? You who have been called of God to the marriage feast, you who have come to feast upon the Savior, you are daily his delight. His delight. He delights in his own. He has from everlasting, and he never ceases. Well, what about, you missed what I said. You missed it. Not delighting in your individual person and what you've done. No, that'll never happen. Delighting in him in whom we are, with whom we are one, Jesus Christ the Lord. Well, what does that mean? Who of God has made unto us wisdom? Well, Brother Don, what does that mean? And righteousness. And righteousness. What delights God? Read the book. He delights in righteousness. He delights in righteousness. Nothing else. Righteousness. Well, what is righteousness? Righteousness is the perfect righteousness. perfect, absolute exactness of God's own character. It is the exactness of God's own character.
You see your bulletin there, Bob. Some of you ladies have done typing on old manual typewriters before the days of computers, and you had to typeset things, and they called it justifying the right-hand margin. That means this margin here is just like this one. We used to do bulletins in the old days, and we used an old hand-crank mimeograph machine and those horrible stencils that were a pain to work with. And my wife would type out the articles that I would write. And I insisted on things looking good, so she had to type them 2 and 3 times. She'd type them out, and then she'd take a ruler and put it down the side here, measure it out, count spaces, and put spaces between the words until the words came out matching on the other side. Now you just hit justify and it's done. What do you mean justify the right-hand margin? Listen now. Listen. Here is God's holy character. All that God is in all his righteous being. That's me. The exact likeness of God himself in his Son, righteous, who of God is made unto us righteousness. He hath made him sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made in exactly the same way, to exactly the same degree, the righteousness of God in him. What does this mean? Now, if him or you in Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us wisdom, so that we can commune with God and God with us. Righteousness. Gene Harmon, I can walk with God because I'm right with God. I'm right with God. I have a right to walk with him, and I'm right with him. And sanctification. Now, let me just say one thing about that. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I saw you look at your computer. You got your Greek text on back there, Mark? It's the same word. The exact same word. Sanctification. Holiness. Purity. Oh, Brother Don, we know salvation by grace, but we've got to strive and strive to be holy and follow peace to all men and holiness. And if we don't, we can't see the Lord. You ain't going to see him, I promise you. I promise you, it ain't going to happen. Your holiness ain't nothing but filth and sin. Your purity is nothing but pollution and corruption. Well, what's this holiness? Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us holiness. Holy. We hear folks talk, you know, we put on such religious tones. God's so holy. Holy. Holy, holy, holy. He is that. That word, whole, W-H-O-L-E, and this word, holy, H-O-L-Y,
has something to do with one another. God's holiness is the whole of his being. That's what sets him apart from you and me, is the whole of his being. What is it that separates us from God by nature? It is our unwholeness, our lameness, our corruption, our defilement, our death. And Christ comes and takes the lame and the halt and the blind, and by his grace makes us whole again before God. Holy. As he himself is holy. With his spotless garments on, I am as holy as God's own Son. Here's something else. What does this mean? How can I walk with God, commune with God, fellowship with God, be one with God, eat with me? How can we spend eternity in sweet bliss together? Of him are you in Christ, who's made of God unto us wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Total deliverance. Total deliverance. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Mine eyes have seen my Redeemer. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed, oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. In him who of God is made unto us wisdom. Amen.